Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org and like us on Facebook.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics. We are at the Gateway Film Center, and we're heading into the fall movie season, John, where guys like me and you get all excited because we think we're going to see the most amazing movies of the year. All the ones that are going to be, you know, like really kind of like just, you know, get us thrilled to be movie lovers.
Well, it's going to be great to see De Niro back in form with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Well, hold on. Before you start that, let's preface that. Okay. So, you know, award season is considered later November, December. So let's just focus on early fall, September, October, because there are plenty of great movies.
Yeah.
Or movies with potential, anyway, coming out.
And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing De Niro and Pfeiffer in The Family, which has to be about a mobster. And De Niro, nobody could play it better than he. And I'm suspecting this is comic overtones to it.
Yeah, it looks to be a funny movie, right? Luc Besson, the French director responsible for movies like The Fifth Element, is you can hear the popcorn popping. We're already getting excited. I don't know if you can hear that, but there's popcorn popping in the background. I don't know what to say about this movie, except that if he pulls it off, it could be a really fun movie, or this could just be an obnoxious, money-grabbing bullcrap.
Which is very possible with him.
Piece of schlock.
Yes.
Yeah. Given De Niro's track record of late. Right.
But what we know, the schlock we know that's coming would have to be Vin Diesel and Riddick.
Oh, yeah. Ridiculous.
Good one.
It's ridiculous if you remotely are interested in this movie. I don't know. Actually, the word is that it's good.
Okay.
That, you know, the whole Riddick thing came about because of the movie Pitch Black, which was a little surprise hit some years back. Right. Then Vin Diesel got his, you know, full of himself, and he produced The Chronicles of Riddick, and now we just have Riddick.
Now we do.
Okay. You know what's interesting is Ron Howard is back.
Okay.
Ron Howard has directed Rush, which is a racing movie.
Yes, right.
You know, which there are barely any good racing movies in existence. Right. There are a couple.
Chris Hemsworth, is it?
Chris Hemsworth, yeah. Thor.
Yeah.
Is his is his star in this movie. I'm more than anything just curious to see if Ron Howard is capable of making anything that's just not utterly bland.
All American.
Yes. Just boring.
Well, not boring for me would have to be Joseph Gordon-Levitt in anything.
This one is on my list, too.
All right,
Don John.
And as a director.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, if I were a director, I'd pick Scarlett Johansson to co-star with me.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, what, indeed.
Of course, you'd be an idiot not to. Don John, he plays a bodybuilding New Jersey kind of Italian guy who is addicted to sex. And Scarlett Johansson figures this out. Okay. He's addicted to porn.
Okay, is that right? Because thank you for sharing. Also, If We're Right is about a...
Thanks for sharing. You're right. And this is another one that's on my list, too. So we're on the same page here.
Right, but isn't that interesting?
Yes, thanks.
Similar topics.
Yeah, Thanks for Sharing is about sex addicts.
Yeah, and that's Mark Ruffalo and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right, and it's directed by Stuart Blumberg, which is not a name that anybody's really excited about, but I am, because that guy directed The Kids Are All Right a couple of years ago, which I thought was a phenomenal human movie. It was great. It was really well reviewed at the time, but it's kind of gotten swept under the carpet.
Wasn't Ruffalo also in that
Mark Ruffalo was also in that movie.
Well, how can you go wrong with an old classic remade when Chloe Grace Moretz stars in it? I love her from Kick-Ass.
Right, Kick-Ass is great.
So it seemed really appropriate to me that she'd be playing the starring role in Carrie.
Yeah, I think that's stupid. Well, here's why. At the time Carrie came out, Sissy Spacek, obviously, as you know, was cast in that classic movie, and Sissy Spacek had that otherworldly look to her. There was something really kind of... you didn't know if she was beautiful or just odd, you know, but she put you ill at ease in some way, and it was perfect casting. Chloe Grace Moretz is still just a really pretty young girl.
Well,
and there's no way, she just doesn't, she exudes nothing creepy, she exudes nothing foreboding about
her. Well, let's just wait and see, because I thought she was terrific in that Kick-Ass, and she's coming back in Kick-Ass 2.
Yeah,
and
when she comes just fun.
When she comes in Carrie, I think I'm looking forward to it anyway. But let's pick a
Carrie. Carry me out of the movie. And
let's do a little more heavyweight than this.
Okay.
How about Gravity?
All right, now you jump to October. I didn't even get a chance to say that I wanted to see Prisoners with Hugh Jackman.
With Hugh Jackman, all right.
Okay, but let's
that's fine. Right. We didn't even say anything about
I don't even have anything to really defend myself on that one. I just want to see Hugh Jackman in a vigilante movie. Yeah. Okay, October, Gravity.
Yeah, right.
Alfonso Cuarón.
Sandra Bullock. And George Clooney.
Yeah, in a space movie, like a Lost in Space movie.
I think, and I don't know much about it, other than this is where the two stars get your attention.
Right.
And the director, and you kind of are hoping for a whole lot.
You're hoping to get a couple of dynamic personalities in a closed space and a taut thriller, right? And you're hoping that sparks fly.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Or, you know, dramatic sparks anyway. I don't know. I have a sinking feeling that I want this movie to be great, but... You know, that George Clooney and Sandra Bullock in space just might be might be dreadful.
Well, he has done space before.
Yeah. What was it?
Clooney.
Oh, Clooney. Yeah.
Yeah.
Clooney remade a Tarkovsky movie.
Right.
Solaris.
Right. The Solaris. Good one. Yeah. Very excellent. Now, this is a month for stars, I think, because Tom Hanks, of whom we recently spoke at length about with Jordan, if you remember.
Right, I do remember.
Is starring in Captain Phillips.
Yeah, is this a Somali pirate movie?
Yeah, and in fact, I told you there was a documentary that came through the Gateway Film Center a short while ago that I really liked.
Sure.
Called The Hijacking. And now you have this, which is very much the same. In fact, another fact
you
here.
Right.
In this movie, Captain Phillips, the Somali pirates were recruited in Columbus, Ohio.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The Somali pirates are interesting.
Because there's a heavy Somali population here.
Right, okay. Yeah, so, that's very interesting. Yeah. No, I didn't know that. One of the movies that you were talking about heavier films that I want to see is Bad Grandpa.
Oh, yes. In the Kick-Ass series.
The Jackass series.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's okay.
In the Jackass series.
Yeah. So, what's his name? I forget the dude's name.
Johnny
Knoxville. 3, 2. So, yes, exactly. Johnny Knoxville, fresh off of his, you know, not fresh. Let me try that again. 3, 2. So, Johnny Knoxville, who made the Jackass films, a mini franchise, as it were, returns. And now he's buried under old age latex makeup. And he's going around, and it's kind of like a Borat type of thing where they go and they get real reactions from people, from him and this kid acting, you know, extraordinarily inappropriately.
And I understand a friend of mine sent me a note saying they were in Ohio, and that a friend of his never thought he'd be on, but this fellow saw him in the trailer.
Is that right?
Saw his buddy in the trailer.
Saw his friend
right. So.
Well, that's great.
Looks like it could be fun and maybe an Ohio-based.
A couple of other movies that I'm really curious to see by virtue of their star is Michael Fassbender. Michael Fassbender is starring in two movies that month, 12 Years a Slave, with Chiwetel Ejiofor, who is one of the premier African-American actors now. Clearly one of the best actors. I love watching that guy.
Yep.
He's like, can do anything. And they're all, or 3, 2... And Fassbender is also starring in Ridley Scott's The Counselor.
All right.
Of which I know very little, but it looks really like it could be a really cool, dark action movie.
Well, I'm glad to see Fassbender here. You know, sometimes you think, where are these people? Have they dropped out of sight? Well, you know what they've been doing? They've been making movies.
That's right. That's all they do.
It takes you a year to make a movie at least.
A dream job of all dream jobs.
So we'll come back. And we'll look at what's happening later on in the fall.
Yeah, because those will be the movies contending for the big Oscar wins, right?
Okay. I got it.